This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94 WIP, and the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube if you want to watch us, see our beautiful faces as we talk to you. We're not enjoying the Cowboys soap opera and struggle as much as we're enjoying the Eagles being great, but I have to say it is kind of fun to watch them tumble and unravel as they are doing.
Like, who's the bigger dumpster fire, them or the Giants?
Oh, the Giants are worse.
Yeah. From a talent standpoint, yeah. It's not even close.
It's crazy. Yeah. The Cowboys were, what, 2 years
ago? Yeah, they just won 12 games.
Yeah, and now.
Last year or 2 years? No, two years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago. They won the division?
They won a division, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Micah Parsons is due for an extension. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have one yet. And Jerry Jones filled us in on how the negotiation is going.
Are you kidding me? That's just not something that you should worry about. You should be worrying about your ability to make it work, and you should be worried about what the player does. Does he have good enough health? Does he have enough skill to do what you're paying him the money for? The agent is not a factor here or something to worry about. And I don't know his name. And so my point is that I'm not trying to demean you in any way. But this isn't about an agent. The agent doesn't have one thing to do with what we're doing when we get on a football field against a team. Micah does. To the degree I'm involved, I do. The people that have something to do with what we do going forward relative to our fans and football, or me and the player, not the agent.
I got to be honest with you. Saying you don't even know Micah Parsons' agent's name.
Yeah, that was the shot.
It's not only insulting to Micah Parsons' agent, I believe it's insulting to Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons is giving this guy, what, how many percent of his...
At least 3%.
Of his income yeah, to negotiate 3. The deal.
Yeah.
Know my agent's name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know exactly what you mean. This is Jerry being Jerry, man.
Like, he said... The agent doesn't have anything to do with what happens on the field. The players do. I do. Jerry Jones said, I do.
He meant that by the players that he signs.
I guess, yes. Yeah. Can you imagine Jeffrey Lurie saying, you know, we were going to sign Josh Sweat. I don't even know the agent's name.
Yeah, I'm not talking to the agent.
The agent? What are you talking
about? Talking to Josh.
I just talked to the player. And that's why players hire agents, so right. They don't have to negotiate with the general manager or whatever. That's what the agent's there for. Yeah. I can't believe the Cowboys, man.
Let me throw this out here. All right? I know not many people would agree with me, especially initially.
Mm-hmm.
But could Jerry Jones really be smarter than all of us and everyone else? Here's why I say this. Jerry Jones knows that the longer he waits to pay Micah Parsons, it's going to cost him more.
Right.
So there's more to that cut where he talks about signing a guy early and understanding all that, and people believe you're getting him cheaper, and then he throws in there, well, what if you're signing the wrong guy? Well, we're talking about Micah Parsons, Jerry, so you already know this is the right guy. So, yeah, in theory.
Pretty good. Yeah.
In theory, yeah, you don't sign everybody early. You wait till they prove it. But Here's what I think Jerry Jones is doing. Jerry Jones realizes he's not going to actually win anything of significance, or he's certainly not in a position to feel that I have a Super Bowl winning football team.
The team, you mean? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But he also knows Jerry Jones has won just about every offseason because his team gets talked about so much. And I'm just wondering, and I'm not smart enough to know this, I don't have his finances in front of me. I'm just wondering how much of this is beneficial to him from a publicity standpoint, being talked about.
Keeping them top of mind,
yeah,
if they're not going to be good.
Yes, because here's the thing. He's done this every year. He did it with Zeke. He did it with Dez Bryant. He did it with CeeDee Lamb. He did it with Dak Prescott. Like, he knows if he wants to sign a guy early, the benefits of doing it. Like, he's done this enough to not know this. So he continues to wait to pay these guys. And he's going to pay Michael Parsons, just like he paid CeeDee Lamb, just like he paid Dak Prescott, right? He's going to pay these guys. But why is he doing this? Like, why does he prefer to do it this way?
See, when in doubt, it's usually the simplest answer. And to me, that now I like the game theory. He's really just trying to stay on top of it. It's a good theory.
I'm just thinking about it. I don't know.
I just think it's his ego. It's like, when you get to a certain point, mm-hmm. and this happens, it actually happens with players. You know, LeBron is a guy that surrounds himself with people who don't tell him, no, don't do that, right?
Yeah.
So Jerry Jones is at the point in his career where there's nobody above him.
Nope.
He's the owner and the general manager, so no one that can tell him wrong. And I just think he's at the point where he just always assumes he knows and nobody else does.
Right.
And he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, and that's it. And you know where you're probably right in that, in terms of paying, he doesn't care if he has to pay more. He's, what, 80 years? Like, he has more. He could live.
Well, he has the most expensive franchise in sports.
Yeah, he has more money than he knows what to do with.
Right.
So whether he gives Micah Parsons a $200 million extension or a $218 million extension, doesn't matter to Jerry Jones.
Doesn't matter to him.
Really. Yes. And maybe he does enjoy just getting in front of the scrum.
I mean, he literally made Dak the highest paid quarterback in football history.
Right.
It's $60 million a year.
Right. For a guy who's won, what, two playoff games?
Yes,
whatever
exactly.
It is. Yeah.
So I just wonder with Jerry Jones, man. He just, like, get in front of these cameras and just... He's like, man, I'm going to say what I want to say.
I think we should talk to Cowboy fans about this. Cowboy Jim, we have a couple of them here. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. Would you like to explain Jerry Jones?
Any press, good press, bad press, it helps Jerry. He's smarter than all of you. He's been around a long time. He's a landman. He's dealing with oil and gas. He's dealing with the worst of the worst. Well, Eagle fans are the worst of the worst. But his value goes up like $500 million a year. He's smarter than all of you.
For some degree, I kind of believe that. He has to be smarter than everyone. When he said, what did he say, 1 + 1 = 3?
I have to believe 1 + 1 = 3.
Let me quote the great Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
The straighter it goes from the source to the one receiving it, 9 times out of 10, it's more efficient. He's cutting out the middleman. Just like you, Spike, would like to cut out the middleman when it comes to buying a house. Or guide a door and windows, or whatever. You want
I don't want to cut them out. I like guide.
I know, but you'd rather do it online and have a guy. You don't want someone coming out. But I'm just trying
to... GoGuida.com.
Well, it's like Blue Chews, right? You cut out the middleman. You don't have to talk to your doctor.
Yeah, you go right to Blue Chew. Well, but here's the question, Cowboy Jim. I know that Jerry Jones has more money, and he's making lots
Cowboys
of money.
Cowboys are worth $10 billion.
They're worth... And if you were to sell them, they'd probably even go for more than $10
billion. Right.
But at a certain point, when you have all the money, don't you have some pride in the... Like in the product that you're putting out there? Like, I could imagine he has all the money. Doesn't he want the team to be good again?
He was 12. They were 12-5 for 3 straight years. They had one bad year last. They're not.
They haven't won a Super Bowl since I was like 16.
A lot of teams haven't won in the last 30 years.
This is so sad. What about an NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
It's not easy winning a championship. You should know it's not easy doing that. You didn't do anything for 15
years. I don't know. We've done it twice in 7 years.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're on a little bit of a streak. You've had a lot of luck going on there.
Yeah.
And as for the – let's get back to this tush-push again. Listen, coaches are caught in the middle, all right? They don't want to – admit that they can't stop it. The players don't want to admit that they can't stop it. Okay, so I think the players are going to the coaches saying, look, you got to do something about this because we don't want to come out and say we can't stop it. Someone brave, like I need these brave coaches coming out here saying, we can't. Let's just stop it. This is done. We don't want it anymore. So I think that's what's going on. I think they're all just saying, hey, we don't want this anymore. It's not about the Eagles being really good at it. It's just that these other players on other teams don't want to practice it. They don't want to get hurt.
It has nothing to do with being hurt. They've practiced it. They've tried it, Cowboy Jim. They can't do it. Marlon from Southwest Philly. Marlon, also a Cowboys fan. Explain, Marlon.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, when your boss is like me and Jerry Jones, we dictate what goes on.
All right.
You know, but anyway, as far as y'all,
you guys are playing chess. We're playing checkers.
Yeah.
There you go. You got that right. But anyway, as far as your tush push, anyway, we only doing it, me personally and Jerry Jones, I speak for him too. Okay. You know, we need to get rid of that play because you know why? We need to put the pressure back on the goofy Eagles so that they can figure out how they're going to pay their coach anyway.
You guys.
You know what I mean?
You guys, you're
going to pay like a coach.
You're pathetic.
Yeah, you're just closing your eyes, swinging.
You got nothing. Yeah, you got nothing. Yeah. You got nothing, Marlon.
The
nothing.
Lights are off all in the room. You don't know where we are. You're just swinging.
Hold on. But remember a while back when Eric Allen used to smack the Eagles like for lunch? And
Eric Allen,
the band to play,
the former Eagle.
I think he was the offensive lineman.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Larry Allen, maybe.
Larry Allen or Larry
or
Allen,
Eric
yes.
Williams. Yeah.
No, Eric Williams. I said. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, you said Eric Allen.
You said Eric Allen.
Y'all the ones that study sports because that's what you get paid to do.
Well, you're a Cowboys fan.
Exactly.
You don't even know the players.
Do you remember every Eagle name?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
Well, one of our callers did say Adderay Jackson.
Dan,
so,
yeah. Oh my God, will you get off that guy?
On baseball right now.
Ooh,
Marlon. Yeah. What about ringthebellbook.com?
What?
Okay, sorry.
Do I get paid for that?
No, free books.
All right, I talk straight to the point.
Yep.
Yeah, I do. But Spike, anyway. Well, I had a beef with you. I got a beef with all you. If WIP, all they are is hypocrites. Tell me this, though. Just answer this.
Okay.
If the Eagles knew they needed to save money because, you know, it's tough right now, why didn't they just extend Jalen Hurts instead of just giving Barkley the 42 free meat? Because they don't believe in him. Am I correct?
Well, it's not time to extend him. If they're going to extend him, they're going to extend him next offseason.
It wasn't time to extend Barkley.
Well, I thought that was curious.
Oh, you sound like Joe earlier when I was talking to him. But anyway, if my point was you didn't want to extend Jalen, which would have been the better thing to do, so that you could do the little things you needed to do, because you don't believe in him. Am I correct?
What?
No, I don't think they didn't. No, I
extend Jalen.
Yeah, he's saying they should have extended Jalen instead of Saquon. They shouldn't have extended either of them, to be quite honest with you.
I get that, but because you did that, Ike, what? Since Ike want to act like he don't know.
You said extend Jalen. That's coming next year.
Yeah, you're talking in circles.
That's coming next year. But, Ike, in your mind right now, do you really believe the Eagles believe in Jalen?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. See, hypocrite.
How am I a hypocrite? Well, hold on. Let me ask you this. When you say believe in Jalen, what makes you think the Eagles don't believe in Jalen?
Well, number one, if you look at the way they set up his contract, and if they didn't get Barkley this year, I think Jalen would be on the trade block.
But we'll never know.
Oh, see, we'll never know.
Well, you're guessing. I'm going by what actually has happened. Okay, they gave him a $250 million extension with $100 of it guaranteed, I believe. That's what I know. They put talent around him.
But, Ike, didn't you do that with that bum Carson Wentz?
They did.
No talent around him.
He didn't have the same amount of talent around him.
Yeah, come on.
And Carson Wentz wanted out. He sort of forced his way out.
Would Jack say the eye test? Carson Wentz was a bum.
Well, forget about Carson Wentz. We're talking about Jalen Hurts.
Okay, well, they don't believe in him, and you know that.
Who doesn't believe in the Eagles?
The Eagles don't.
You still haven't shown me or said anything that says they don't believe in him.
Then they would have extended him instead of doing like they do Lane Johnson and everybody else.
That's a restructure. I understand that part of what you're saying. You're saying they didn't reward him like they did some of the other guys.
You didn't have to get Barkley. You could have.
Well, guess what? They don't have to reward him when he's getting $50 million a year. What type of reward does he need?
Oh, he didn't.
Saquon was getting $13 million a year. There's a difference between 13 and 50.
Huh?
It's the difference between 13 million and 50.
From last I thought I checked, it didn't kick in.
What? His extension? His signing bonus kicked in. They gave him that already.
Ain't that different, Ike?
It's still the money they already gave him.
That's just the signing bonus. That's what made it easier for them if they didn't get Barkley to get rid of him.
They're not getting rid of Jalen Hurts. We did that for 2 years. We tried to get rid of him for 2 years.
Wonderful coach who only got one play to touch push. Why we ain't give him nothing yet?
Don't worry about our coach. You worry about that coach you had to settle for. Nick Sirianni is getting an extension. Don't you worry about him. He's not going anywhere.
You heard Jeffrey Lurie yesterday. Don't get cute because it ain't like you're one of those $17, $18 million a year coaches.
But he's going to be.
You're a betting man. I'll bet that.
I'll bet you he gets more than – it's going to start
Nick
at 15.
Sirianni.
He'll get 15 or more.
For one play?
No, for winning the Super Bowl.
Jim Plunkett won a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I'm losing brain cells.
Yeah, Marlon.
Hey, Ike, I like you.
Marlon sucked the life out of all of us.
Oh, Spike, now you just run along.
Hey, run along. Marlon, ringthebellbook.com, okay? Ringthebellbook.com. There he is, Marlon.
You might be asking, what is that?
Yeah. I noticed you two stepped away, and I'm like, why am I still sitting here talking?
I have no idea. I thought you were playing.
You were having fun with it, so I let it go.
Yeah, I thought you're doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. I'm talking to a damn wall.
Yes.
It was. Listen, I don't think anyone out there listening learned anything from that phone call.
No.
That's two Cowboy calls. They got nothing.
Nothing.
Did we ever see a day when this was going to happen? They got nothing.
Nothing. We get more out of the Commander callers at this point.
I'd rather take a Giants. The Giants fans are so beat down. Yeah, they don't.
Speaking of the Eagles, Vic Fangio and Rob Thompson talking pregame.
Vic's over in the game.
Vic on the Phils?
Yeah. Can you get him on to talk about the Phils? The Phil season has started. Let's get Fangio on to talk about the Phillies.
I don't think Fangio's talked to anybody all offseason.
Yeah. See, the biggest question to Vic Fangio, are you happy you won the Super Bowl?
Yes. Huge question.
What would make Vic Fangio happier, a Phillies World Series or him winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell how happy he was after this one.
That's my defensive coordinator.
Yeah. He's ready for the next one, like AJ. Speaking of AJ.
Yes.
So the video did he post it on Instagram or TikTok?
Probably was
Instagram, Twitter, all that.
So AJ posted the video of him unboxing a autographed Tom Brady jersey.
Oh, man.
Now, the first thing I thought, you're going to say, this is just you, this is just you, whatever.
I'm ready.
Well, first thing was, it's a Patriots jersey. Which is the team that was rumored to.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, look, I know Tom Brady's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But. But him unboxing like an autographed jersey from a different quarterback and being like, oh, look at this. I don't know. It was just like.
He's excited. I guess Brady's his favorite player.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. I think Brady was his favorite player.
He's a big Patriots fan.
And he's a Patriot fan.
Oh, okay.
Growing up.
Seems like we dodged a bullet with the AJ to the Patriots stuff this offseason. Yeah. Well, they got. Who'd they get? They got somebody.
Diggs.
They got
Stephon
Diggs.
They got Diggs, yeah. Right. Yep, they got Diggs.
Yeah.
That won't help. I mean, they gave him like 60 something. It'll help, but like 60 million, come off the ACL, he's older.
Yeah.
No, I agree. They need like 8 more receivers on that team.
Yeah, Diggs is what, 31 or something? Stephon Diggs, I think, is 30
around
or 31.
There, yeah.
Huh.
He was doing good last year. I had him in fantasy before he got injured.
I can't remember where he was last year.
Houston.
Houston, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. That was such a weird team in a weird year last
year.
All right, coming up next, we know that Elliott is the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
But the competition for 2026 has already begun.
Oh, this is Insider. I thought I'm thinking the belt.
No, belt Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, we have the first power rankings of the 2026 Eagles Insider of the Year Award.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.